Blog Talk Radio.
And now, Practical Spirituality with Now Age Wellness. Each week, this show offers pragmatic and purposeful tools for healing, personal growth, empowerment, and connection in your now. Demystify the mystical with your host, Dee, as she brings you practical spirituality.
Well, hello, everybody, and welcome to our inaugural episode of Practical Spirituality. I'm going to warn you in advance, this is our very first time on Blog Talk, my very first time on Blog Talk, and even with some really great online tutorials, we are still figuring things out. Yeah. So, practical spirituality, you guys, I have put off starting this radio show for more than a year. My guidance came in to do radio, actually, in all honesty, it's 5 years ago. And I did a couple things with other folks and co-hosting, but never really finding the confidence to go out on my own. And so here we are today doing this together. I hope you're excited, because I am, as are my guides and the guidance that has been speaking to me all these years to get these messages out. So, first thing I want to tell you guys, for those of you who are meeting me for the first time, my name is Danita Nicole. I am a wellness practitioner, one of many out here in the world. My focus is on energy healing work and truly empowering, yeah, that's the key word here, empowering you with the tools, helping you clear out the nonsense that's not serving you so you can live fully and completely in your everyday as everything you want to be in this world. Yeah, because that's all that really matters. You can find out more about my practice called Now Age Wellness via the website www.nowagewellness.com. You can also look up Now Age Wellness on the Facebook, yeah, social media, everywhere we go, right? You'll have a number of opportunities to check in with me about what is going on throughout the days, throughout the weeks. For one, we will be doing this radio show 12 to 12:30 every day, giving you an opportunity to start your week off in that spirit of mindfulness, the spirit of spirituality, the spirit of practical spirituality, of still being able to get through your week and all of your responsibilities. Everything you have to do as a human being, whatever kind of job that is, whatever kind of cleaning up your home that is, yeah, whatever kind of feeding yourself that may be, all of these things, spirituality actually serves you. It does not get in the way. You also want to keep an eye out on Wednesdays for our Wisdom Wednesdays midweek. This happens via Facebook and via Facebook only, where you will have a set of cards and you get to pick one early in the day, and I'll check back and offer you the guidance and wisdom those oracle cards are bringing you into your midday. For those of you who are hoping to call in today, we will do free readings for callers, probably towards the second half of the show. But if you are wanting to call in to contribute in any way, shape, or form, or receive one of those readings, you may do so at 619-924-9710. One more time, that's 619-924-9710. So let's start today with talking a little bit about what I'm meaning by practical spirituality, as it is the basis for this show. Yeah, and actually it's the basis for a lot of my work and a lot of life in general. It is about bringing spirituality into your everyday. I'm going to say that one more time. It's about bringing spirituality into the everyday, truly into your every moment. There are so many things in our world that make us want to push spirituality away, when in fact, when we do so, we are pushing away part of ourselves. Yeah, for anyone who has studied with me or studied in general, the auric field. The auric field is that energy body that surrounds you, your physical body. It has four layers. Of those layers, only one is the physical. And it's a super fun one, right? As human beings, it's really fun to be in our physical bodies. It's fun to dance. It's fun to exercise. It's fun to feel connection to another physical body. It's fun to be in that place. But there are more aspects of you. So that can't be the only one. Yeah. You also have your mental body. You have your emotional body. And here our focus will be on that spiritual body. So if you are leaving spirit behind, you are leaving part of yourself behind. And here's the thing, guys. I am a very well-grounded, very human, a rather sensible sort of person. This isn't flowery or fluffy. It doesn't require you to detach from reality. Yeah, there are no rules you have to follow. You don't have to go up on any mountaintops and fast. Yeah, you don't have to join any churches. You don't have to look for anything external as we so often do. You don't even have to live a certain way. Yeah, bringing in the sense of spirituality is bringing in your connection to everything around you. I'm going to say that again. It is your connection. It's not someone else's connection. It's not going to happen the way someone else told you it should happen. It's not going to happen the way it is happening for someone else, right? So immediately we have to take out that energy of comparison that so many of us are so proficient at, comparing yourself to one another. And come into that place within yourself where you feel connected, where you feel your own light. Yeah, this is going to be a place where you feel joy and happiness and inspiration. Yeah, it's going to be the place where you might feel a little fear, right? We're human beings, you might feel fear come in, but you're going to say, yeah, but this is going to be so much more fun than the fear will be. And it's funny, I say this to you as someone who's procrastinated on starting this radio show. Again, going on 5 years, but I'm really only acknowledging the last year of my truly having made the decision to do it. Procrastination is just another form of fear. It is another way for us to keep ourselves in a comfortable place, but not in a place of growth. So our very first little bit of homework here for bringing our spirituality into our everyday is to take a look at what you've been procrastinating on. And I kid you not, guys, procrastination is a form of fear. It's a way to push away aspects of yourself that are wanting to emerge. So take a moment and look at what it is you've been procrastinating on. And see if there's not a way where you can take one little step. Yeah, it doesn't have to be everything. You don't have to go run out and get the whole pot of gold. But you can absolutely take one step towards that goal. Funny, I'm here at the home studio, CLF Studios, that's Closet Little Fountain Studios, recording this show, and I have been joined by our puppy. Yeah, I just want you guys to know, if you hear any weird panting in the background, it's the dog. It's not coming for me. But moving back into it, yeah. I want you guys to sit with the idea, to see if you're willing to accept that idea that spirituality is in fact your friend. Yeah, your spiritual connection is your great guardian on this adventure, this experience of life, however it is you wish that to happen. It is that feeling that happens in your gut that lets you know whether or not something is aligned with you or isn't. And you can make your choices accordingly. When you're connected, absolutely know when you're on your right path or when you are taking a little sidetrack. And yeah, guys, sometimes you get to choose those. You get to take a little adventure off to the side and see what happens. You know, I will tell you that as a child, I always knew I'd work as a healer. Actually, that's not true. I always knew that I carried healing energy. I always knew that I was that. How, you know, these things are inexplainable. It just comes from that connection of being everything you are. But I very consciously made a choice to say, okay, if that's going to happen, I'm going to be a healer who dances. And I spent the entire first half of my life as a professional dancer, yeah, giving that every bit of the energy that I had. So you get to take these detours if you want to. And I learned so many things along the way. But it was going to be an undeniable truth that I would step into the space that I'm in now, working as a healing practitioner, working to help people find peace in their lives and keep their connection in their everyday. So I'll say again, I'm not a proponent of you having to quit your corporate job in order to have spirituality as a part of your life. I'm not a proponent of saying you can't have money in order to have spirituality. I am not a proponent of saying you don't get to live where you want to live in order to have spirituality. Yeah, guys, there are no rules about this. There is no right and no wrong. There is simply you staying true to yourself and what you want to bring into your soul, into your spirit, into your energy, into your aura in this moment in time. So what it does require is a little bit of courage to face your own self, to be honest with yourself about what these things are. And it's as I bring up honesty, I am reminded that when we live in that place where we're connected, where we have all of our pieces together, working, creating everything it is we want in this world, it's easiest for us to navigate the honesty of others. Yeah, there's so much going on in our world, especially, you know, here as a part of the United States. I know not everyone listening is from here, as not all my clients are from here. But especially here in the United States, where we have been dealing with alternative facts and flat out lies every day, coming from the highest level that we look to for guidance on this physical level. When you are connected, when you have that true sense of yourself, you will know instantly the moment you hear something that's not true. You will know instantly the moment someone is misleading you. You'll know instantly the moment someone is trying to get something from you. Yeah, so everything that we do, and I say this because it's one of the things that so often makes people pull away, put up their defenses, and disconnect from their own spirit. That idea that you might get hurt, that people might take advantage of you, that you're not going to accomplish enough if you disconnect. And reality is, it's the opposite. If you choose to live in a way that's not connected, and that's your choice, hey, we respect that if that's what you want to do. But if you choose to live that way, know that you are shutting off your internal guidance system, your internal GPS, that thing that you have that will show you the path that you have laid out for yourself and the things that resonate with you, the things that will benefit you in your world and your life, comes from that inner sense of knowing. How do you get to that sense of knowing? I hear the question circulating out there in the ethers. Guys, here's the thing. For every physical sense that you have, right? You were taught about 5 of them when we were growing up in schools, right? Sometimes 6 when we were lucky, if we had the right kind of teacher. But for every physical sense that you have a spiritual sense to match it. Yeah. So if you are using your eyes to see, what happens if you use your spiritual eyes as well? Imagine how much your vision broadens. The details that you weren't seeing before, the cues that you weren't seeing before, are all of a sudden really obvious. Yeah, and I mentioned vision first because it's the one that we've been exposed to the most. It's the one that we see on TV the most, where people see signs or have visions or they see an angel. And these are all true and great things. And if you are lucky enough to have that as one of your major skills, awesome. But guys, that's not the only way. So if that's not happening for you, I don't want you to worry. Because the same thing happens for hearing. We have our spiritual ears. What happens if you just sit and listen? What do you hear? What's in that place that we call silence? Yeah, what do you hear happening around you? What do you hear coming your way? The same goes for touch. Yeah, when you touch someone or something, you can know instantly whether or not it resonates for you. What happens when you let that inner knowing kick in and all of a sudden the answers are just there? You know what to do next. You know what the answer is. It's truly amazing. When you allow yourself to use all of your senses, when I say all of your senses, I mean your spiritual senses as well. Because if you are denying those things that you are seeing in your dreams, if you are hearing before they actually happen, that you just happen to know, again, you are cutting off that last layer of your own energy field, which means you're not here as everything you are. And it is really tough to exist in this world, to try and accomplish what it is you want and need to accomplish and what the world needs from you without all of you. It's like you're trying to make a purchase for $100, but you've already given away 10. Yeah, so now the work becomes getting back that extra $10 or trying to negotiate with the world, negotiate with the seller here a new price. When really all you have to do is connect to those pieces of who you are and you'll have everything you need. And I know sometimes that's hard to believe, but truly you always have everything you need. The world gives it to us that way. And when we keep our connection, our sense of true self, those things are at your fingertips. They are always truly available to you. And here's the other thing, guys. So many of us are seeking peace and balance in our lives, right? As we go forth and we try to live out our purpose, we seek peace and balance. And there are so many ways to get that. But here is the key. It is impossible to get if you're not bringing peace and balance through all of you. Yeah. So bringing that sense of spirituality into your life is a key piece in this. And again, guys, I'm going to go through this again. I was having a really nice conversation yesterday with someone about what it is to be spiritual, what people think it is. And so many things came up of, it means I have to go to church. And I don't just have to go to church. I have to go every week. And I have to wear some nice clothes. And I have to prepare. And before church, I can't do anything that I think would be really fun. Does that sound spiritual to you? Does that sound like it's honoring all of yourself? And it's one of those things, guys, if something's working for you, that is the ticket. Don't let anyone talk you out of it. So if you happen to have a really good time going to church and you have that sense of community that fills you up, that lights you up, then great. Go. Find your connection there. If you're not, don't go. Yeah, don't put yourself through it every week of not finding your connection. And choose to do something more. Something which truly does bring yourself out. And that can be anything. You know, I'm coming to you. We're broadcasting from the beautiful island of St. Croix in the U.S. Virgin Islands. I know a lot of you guys don't know where it is. You can ask Google after the show. But here on the beautiful island of St. Croix, we have so many stunning beaches. where we can easily connect to nature. Maybe that's your church. Maybe it's going out dancing. Yeah, so many times it is about activating what is in you and what brings that fire you have, all of your light up through your body, into your spirit, into everything around you. Guys, dance can be your church. There is no right or wrong way to do this. You do not have to make a a trek across the world, spiritual land, because you already have it in you. You have everything you need. There's no of having to be more than you are. Guys, it is about being everything you are in every moment of time. It's also one of the things that I see all the time. It's not about giving all the time, right? Look at Mother Teresa. You don't have to be Mother Teresa to be spiritual. That was her way. She was incredible at it. But that was her way for spirituality. That was her way to be everything she was. Yeah. So really, truly, when we are in a state of connectedness and flow, we give and receive. So be mindful that you don't have to give everything up for a charity all of the time. It has to happen in perfect balance, where you are offering and receiving. I'm not saying, you know, don't give to charity. I'm saying that that is not the only pathway to feel connected to everything around you. And as you are feeling connected to everything around you, you want to make sure everything you're doing is feeding you as well, making you feel good. Again, that's another one of your senses. It is that simple to tune into your internal GPS questions of, does that feel good? Yeah. Or does that feel like it's good for me? Because you always know the answer, and you know better than anyone else. There's no judgment from the spiritual world, because I work with the angels all the time. It's where I first started, when I really said, okay, I'm going to be a healer who's doing healing work, was started working with the angels. And they have this amazing perspective from above, where they can see the big picture. There is never, ever any judgment within that. Judgment is purely human. Yeah, it's something we do to ourselves. And sometimes it can be useful, right? We can use it to motivate us. We can say, oh, that's not good enough. I have more. I can do better. But here's the thing, guys. Each moment we're in is good enough in that moment. You are good enough in this moment. You are good enough in every moment. And I'm not saying don't push yourself, because it is truly when we're outside of our comfort zone that we grow. But know that in those moments of growth, that you'll probably do things that, I don't know, might embarrass you a little bit. Something might come out of your mouth on the radio and be recorded that you didn't really realize you said. Yeah, we can make mistakes. And again, that's a judgment, because there truly are no mistakes. There are just things that are getting us to where we want to go. There are just experiences we're having in these moments. So fully embrace those moments as well. Yeah. Take the leap, run and jump off the pier. That's kind of an inside joke for those of you who know what that means. If you have to do it out of fear, do it out of fear, and then do it out again. Do it again, but do it out of joy. Do it out of the place that makes you feel good, that you're doing something that scared you, that you didn't know you could do before. Here's the other thing, and this is a really tough one, and could be a major topic of conversation. Maybe I'll do a whole radio show just on this. But spirituality actually has nothing to do with morality. Yeah? Because when we talk about morality, we're talking about judgment. We're talking about the judgment of other human beings. That's a tough one. It's a tough one to look at, but we can see it so clearly with the things that truly bother us. Yeah, no matter how you feel about the United States' current administration, it has been a catalyst for change. There are many who are calling many of the acts immoral. Regardless of how you feel about that, there is not a doubt that the man who we put in charge is fulfilling his spiritual purpose. Yeah, we see it all over the place, especially those of you who follow wellness things and spiritual people and the spiritual leaders of our time. People are waking up, and he's done a lot of the waking up. He was a major alarm. Yeah, our alarm clock went off, and we are watching it happen all the time. So even when things seem immoral, tune in. It's probably just your internal sense letting you know it's not okay with your spirit. And so what do? You then have a world of motivation to create something new, to be something new in the world, to allow new things to happen, to allow you to create a world that you truly want to live in. Yeah, and it goes even further, guys. I mean, on the simplest example, with food. A lot of people attach a sense of morality to what they eat, a sense of spirituality to what they eat. Here's the thing. What you take in for food or in your life, your spiritual food, is about what feels good for you. Yeah, it may not be what is good for someone else. So as you're bringing in your everyday, as you're creating this spiritually connected world, it's time for you to tune into yourself. And if that means you have a corporate job, that means you have a corporate job. If that means you have children, that means you have children. If that means you live single and you don't talk to anybody as a hermit, that's what that means. But it's about what is right for you. It's not about what is right for anyone else. We're going to take a quick pause here and let our commercial play. We'll come right back as we come to a close of our show.
Are you tired of feeling stuck? Are you ready to feel healthy, clear, and grounded? Is it time to feel like yourself again? Hi, this is Shea Parker, founder of Best American Healers. If you answered yes to any of the questions that I just asked, NowAgeWellness.com can help. Danita Nicole, also known as Dee, is a spiritually based healing practitioner who founded Now Age Wellness. Dee has trained under master teachers to perfect her healing techniques. I personally recommend Dee if you are looking to reclaim yourself in more ways than one. Learn more about Dee's services at NowAgeWellness.com and let your healing begin.
Guys, we are in the last minute and 30 seconds of our show here. I'm so sorry I didn't actually get to the phones today. We will do that in the future. Yeah, we'll have a short topic for 15 minutes, and then I can take calls to answer your questions and offer readings where needed, where it will truly support you. I want to remind you that there are so many ways to stay connected in your life, to stay connected to who you are. I was just listening to that commercial and where I identified as a spiritually based practitioner. For so long, I was afraid to say that out loud. Yeah. But really, it is just truly bringing in everything I have within me and hoping I am met by people who are bringing everything they have within them as well. If you're having trouble with that, you can check out all of our services at www.nowagewellness.com. There are in-person and remote services for those of you who are tuning in from far away. Yeah, I want to remind you about our midweek Wisdom Wednesdays. Check that out on Facebook at Now Age Wellness on the Facebook. You can also check out the page Danita Nicole, as we will be posting things up there as well. We are looking forward to announcing a lot of classes and retreats held here on the beautiful island of St. Croix, so that your spiritual adventure, your spiritual connection can be found in this beautiful place as well. In the meantime, have a beautiful, spiritually empowered day.